even to the extent of living long duration of life in heavenly planets. But we cannot become free from Maya, because even the heavenly planets are under the influence of the illusory energy. Through the Jnana Kanda process, we may be able to discriminate with our intelligence between matter and spirit. We may even have deep, deep understanding of how we are not this body, of how we are not meant for sense gratification. We may even be able to perform severe tapasya, but ultimately, we are still under the control of the illusory energy. And through the yoga process also, we may be able to gain great powers, great influences. We may be able to achieve incredible peace and satisfaction of mind. But still, it is all influenced by the three modes of determination. Therefore, Krishna declares, only if you surrender to me can you come out of the powers of mind. And how to surrender to Krishna? In all of the various prayers we chant, most of the prayers we chant, the word Namaha appears. Srila Prabhupada translates Namaha as surrender, not just offering obeisance, not just folding your hands as the conventional formality of namaskar. But in the Vaishnava world, Namaha, namaskar, means utter wholesale surrender of our life. Krishna. And how to surrender to Krishna? That is the most important question in our life. Krishna explains, Padvili Kali Pati Kali Kastas Upadesha Mute Dhan Janas Madhakati Asmad Guru Prabhupada Kati Kastas. In the conditioned state, we cannot surrender to Krishna. But Krishna's devotees who repeat Krishna's instructions, they are carrying Krishna within their heart. They are carrying Krishna within their words. They are the representatives of Krishna. By surrendering to their instructions, we surrender to Krishna. Evam parampara prapta idam rajashaya. This is the meaning of disciple succession. The instruction of Krishna is not different than Krishna. We are directly getting Krishna through his representative. But we cannot get Krishna directly without his representative. This must be understood. So by surrendering to the disciple succession and those who repeat the divine words of the disciple succession, and by serving, hearing submissively and serving those words with our life and soul, that is the process of Krishna. That is the process of surrendering to Krishna. That is the only possible means by which we can be freed from the clutches of material existence. And thus, be liberated from all sufferings and reestablish our eternal constitutional existence. Be engaged in the loving, blissful pastimes of Sri Shivaya. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world to give the ways and the means by which surrendering to Krishna is practical and possible for everyone and anyone, even in this age of Kali Yuga, the age of glory and hypocrisy. And that is in serving the Vaishnavas, which we understand. By living a very pure and moral life. By always remembering Krishna, by hearing regularly from Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. And by chanting his holy names. Lord Chaitanya has given us this Mahamantra. He is the supreme physician who has come to this world to cure everyone who is suffering from the disease of Maya or illusion. And he has come with a perfect medicine. I have come to cure you all, and I have brought the best of all my medicines. This Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Take this medicine, be cured, come back to your natural health and condition. And by properly learning how to humbly serve the instructions of the spiritual master, by being a humble servant of the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, Krishna appears with his full potency and opulence within his name to deliver us once and for all from all of the problems and materials. So on this day of initiation, we are beginning the process of surrender to Krishna through surrendering to the instruction of the spiritual master, who is the humble representative of the previous acharyas. His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has so mercifully, so kindly, on behalf of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taken this Yuga Dharma, the cure, the panacea cure and medicine for all living beings. He's taking it everywhere, to everyone. It is only by his great, great sacrifice that we are all given the opportunity to protect our lives. So we are all the humble servants of the servants. And as Srila Prabhupada taught us, the spiritual master never considers any disciple to be his own property, but always considers the disciple to be the property of his own guru, and he takes care of them as he has. That is the consciousness of a genuine spiritual master who is following the disciple of Dharma Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada has sent our group, and as his servant, I am aspiring to serve all of you. But for the disciple sees that through my own Guru Maharaj, all the mercy, all the grace of Srila Prabhupada and all the previous acharyas is coming into my life. And therefore, the disciple makes the order of his spiritual master, his life, his soul. The other side of the Bhagavad Gita, Ate Hasuram, Purusha Prajnan Krishna, Vihari. We have to have great determination. Really, the vow that we should be taking today is a vow of determination. That whatever may come in my life, any situation, I will always remain the faithful servant of the Lord. Whatever my mind, whatever the society around me, whatever the environment creates, that I will never deviate from faithfully serving the order of my spiritual master, and I will never depart from the lotus feet of Sri Guru. And this determination is required. Without such determination, we will certainly fall, because my ignorance is strong. If you have any questions, whether I will or whether I will not, you will fall. You have to have the determination that my life depends on it. I will, under any condition, remain faithful to the instructions of Guru as well. And if we have that desire, and if we have that determination, then Krishna will certainly protect us. Krishna says in Gita that I preserve my throne what he has, and I carry what he lacks. So always remain humble, always be in the mood of Lord Chaitanya before his Guru, that I do not know anything. Always be very enthusiastic to carry out the order. And of course, the order we are always giving you is to show love and service to one another, to put your ego aside, to try to create harmony amongst Vaishnavas, and to accept the principle of submissiveness, and always be very strict in your style. In this way, we can create an atmosphere which will attract so many unfortunate souls in this world. And that is Srila Prabhupada's desire. And that should be the desire of all of us. That we live in such a way, with our words, with our actions, and with our thoughts, that we can attract more and more and more people to take this most sacred, blessed medicine of the Hare Krishna Mantra. Come and keep association of Vaishnava.